There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Success in circuit lies too bright for our infirm delight. The truth's superb surprise, as lightning to the children, eased with explanation kind. The truth must dazzle gradually, or every mind, every man be blind. That's Emily Dickinson. She says, tell me the truth, but don't tell it directly. Tell it slant. It's better that it is told indirectly, gradually. Success in circuit lies. It's better that you told it in circuit rather than straight. Because our spirits are very, very weak. It's very difficult to absorb the truth's superb surprise, as lightning to the children, eased with explanation kind. The truth must dazzle gradually, or every man be blind. If the truth is revealed suddenly, the person might become blind, because truth has got that dazzling light in it. There are two words. One is imitation and another is experimentation. You never grow by imitation. The journey of truth, the journey towards truth, is not the journey of mimicking, copying or imitation. Life is the series of experimentation. You have things with you and you start experimenting with them. You have questions and you start challenging yourself. The new realizations come with experimentation rather than imitations. Imitation is to copy, is to just keep on following blindly without understanding. Imitation has more to do with mob mentality. Why are you doing this? I am doing this because everyone is doing this. What logic? You have no logic to offer. You follow and you become a blind follower. The truth is lost if you just imitate. Life is a laboratory and you have to experiment. Everything that is happening in life, everything that you are experiencing, is a topic of thesis, your own thesis, where you alone are your own guide. To learn by experimentation is to learn to accept challenges, is to do the impossible, is to enter into the domain of insecurity. The conclusions are coming to you not from books, not from others. You are doing your own experiments. Something is happening in life. The conclusions you are drawing by your own journey. So these are the two methods people seek. One, just to imitate, just to copy, and they become robots. Another is to experiment. Thought laboratory. It's known as thought laboratory. Every thought is a chemical. You try to mix two chemicals and find what happens. Every emotion is a chemical. So the journey of this life is the journey towards truth. To know the truth. The highest truth. The ultimate truth. Truth about myself. Truth about others. Truth about this world. Truth about God. Truth about the various happenings. Truth about the world drama. What is happening? Is it true? Or life is just a series of coincidences? Or every happening has got some deep secret? Why two persons are together? Are they settling karmic account or creating karmic account? Are they together to settle the past karmic account? Or they are here to create a new karmic account which they are going to settle in their future births? That question has always baffled the intellects. Whether this is the result of the old or preparation for the new. What do you say? It's both. No blanket statement can be given. One has to experiment, understand. The answer would be tailored to the situation. The heart strings, how are they connected? If any string is loose or they are well connected with each other, it depends. Rather, the goal is to reach a state where things are in perfect harmony, where your mind, your relationships, your goal, speech and actions, there is perfect symphony. The music is melodious. And that can happen only when you are treading the path of truth. If there is a slight untruth within, it's very difficult. An untruth needs the support of so many lies. Lie is a lie, even if everybody believes it. Truth is truth, even if nobody believes it. Because it is the truth that ultimately wins. That's why Upanishads give a clarion call to this world. Satyameva Jayate. That's from Munduka Upanishad, also the national motto of India. Almost we have that stamp in currency, in official documents, everywhere. But the path of truth is very tough. Truth is not just about speaking truth. Truth is about truth in thoughts, truth in words, truth in deeds. Thoughts, words and deeds. They are misaligned. To bring about alignment in all the three is to come to truth. Truth wins, but that needs faith and patience. Because on the surface, you see, only untruth is winning. Only falsehood is gaining the upper hand. There are people full of lies, and they are at the top. The whole world is praising them. And you know there is utter hollowness within. But that's how the world is. The world drama is like that. There are souls who have been given good part. And there are souls who are given bad parts. So you don't have to get disturbed by their bad parts. Because they are playing their bad parts perfectly well. So in that sense, the drama is without an error. Only thing is that you can see or experience truth as it is only when you are in detached observer stage. The moment you identify yourself and come down, disturbance starts. Because you cannot tolerate others who are lying. Somebody is speaking lie. And this is the world where there is trade of falsehood. The world is the business of lies. Falsehood. Jhoot khand. To have faith in truth. God is known as ocean of truth. If he is the ocean or sun of truth, and if you lie, are you going towards the sun of truth or away from him? The more you lie, the more you move away from him. And lies are not about just telling others or deceiving others. There are so many types of lies. White lies, black lies, deception, plagiarism, the classification of lies, exaggeration. You try to suppress or modify truth. You feel that this truth is not very good truth. Let me make it truth of convenience. Spicy. By adding my own manmat, my own valuable thoughts to make it better. So the recipe has to be served to the general public. And the recipe is intense. People might not digest. So let me make it digestible by adding something or subtracting something from it. Truth is truth. No addition or subtraction is needed. Truth is not dependent on you. Truth doesn't need any proof, any evidence. Truth is self-evident. But that much faith is needed. Intense faith, absolute faith. Truth and faith, they go together. The truth of God, the truth of soul, the truth of the world drama, the truth of God's incarnation on earth. Even if the whole world denies, you have full faith that the one who has spoken all of these, Murlis, these cannot be any human, this cannot be any human being. Experiment. That's why the approach should be, you have to become a spiritual scientist. Don't accept anything. There are two words in Hindi. One is sanshay, that is doubt and suspicion. We have already crossed that stage. Without doubt, you know that God has descended on this earth. And it is He who is speaking. So you already crossed this stage of sanshay. But there is another thing which is must and which should be there, and that is Sandeha. Sandeha is not about Ascharya. Ascharya is different still. Sandeha is, you have questions in mind. You have curiosity, inquisitiveness. What is it? You want to investigate it. Not because you doubt it, but because you want to verify it. Because you want convincing points for it. Because you want to know the ultimate truth. Because you are not happy, satisfied with half-baked truths. You are not satisfied with anything which is presented you on platter. This is truth. Accept it. Follow blindly. Baba says, my knowledge is not the knowledge of superstition. You judge it, whether I am right or the scriptures are right. That doesn't mean make you Sanshay Buddhi. That doesn't make you a doubting Thomases. Your approach is to know. Your approach is to understand. For that you need intense brainstorming, intense discussions, churning, reading. And this brainstorming is not just about points of knowledge. It's about any situation which is coming in life. You need to sit, discuss, understand, weigh things, judge, discriminate, discern. With proper discretion, arrive at some conclusions and hold to those conclusions till you are challenged by new conclusions. You know, in medical science, every concept in the very book of medicine, it is written, medicine is an ever-changing science. Everything changes. What scientists thought 10 years back, now the concepts have changed. And science is not about religion. It is not your science and my science. The person who is studying science here in Mount Abu, the person who is in Chicago, he is also studying the same science. It is same. It is not my faith and your faith. It is about facts. So one must learn to differentiate between facts and fiction. This is fact. This is fiction. This is fact. This is fiction. This is to become Rasyukta. You understand the secrets, the Ras. Yukti Yukta has more to do with your yoga, with the Supreme. When both things combine together, your conclusions of the life would be more real, veritable, rather than what they are now, ill-formed, half-baked, premature. So the journey of truth, the journey of Satya, is a big journey. It's a challenge. You have to accept each challenge which is coming in life. Every criticism which you are facing teaches you something. You really never learn anything from those who appreciate you. They teach you less. In fact, they make you self-complacent. Those who love, they teach you less. Your fans are in fact your greatest. Sometimes. Your critics are your greatest friends. They make you think, they make you pause, they make you stop. Your otherwise inactive mind becomes active. Because praises make you inactive. They send you in a stage of dullness, self-complacency, self-satisfaction. Oh, I am right. Or, I am only right. Yesterday's Murthy. Baba said purity doesn't mean just to have the celibacy and all. Purity includes waste thoughts, and waste thoughts come out of abhiman and apaman. Abhiman means I alone can do this. I am no less. My intellect is so good. That's all the territories of abhiman. Truth is to dissect yourself. Truth is self-dissection. Truth is to make yourself a guinea pig. And start experimenting on your own mind or your own actions. Whatever you did till now, challenge them and seek a new path. Truth is to have an updated version of yourself. Delete, uninstall the old. The new version is available. Update yourself. So truth is a journey. Truth is not something of a destination. Truth is a big journey. Because every new day, you discover something new. And that something new tells you that till now, what I was holding as truth till yesterday, that is smaller truth. So it is a journey from smaller truth to higher truths. It's a journey from lesser light to higher light. It's a journey from darkness to light, and from lesser light to higher light, and from the more and more you move towards the bigger realm of light. Your truth expands. You understand things in different light. Truth is to come to the stage of higher understanding. It is a journey from limited to the unlimited. It's a journey from old man to the new man. The day before yesterday there was Murli. The new man. Destroy the old. And from the ashes of the old, the new would be created. But there is always a fear. How can I destroy? The seed is not ready to get destroyed. But unless and until the seed is destroyed, then only the tree would come. When the tree is there, seed is no more there. But the tree is fearful. If I become tree, what will happen to me? I will not remain. But it is in the annihilation of the seed that the potential of becoming tree is hidden. So, accept. Whatever that has happened in life, the first stage is acceptance. Second, come to some conclusions. And from those conclusions, now build some truth. And know it's a journey. Whatever I have understood, it is not the ultimate. It is just the part. And part cannot lead you to victory. It is the whole truth that leads to victory. And unless and until there is Satyam, there is no Shivam, there is no Sundaram. Beauty cannot come in life without truth. Auspiciousness cannot come to you without truth. Everything depends on truth. Truth means to get rid of self-deception. Truth means to get rid of all the hypocrisies. Truth means to get rid of all the false labeling. Truth is to get rid of imitation. Truth is to be what you are, the original. You might be with 100 faults, but you remain original. There's an example in Yajna about Baba's Laukik wife, Yashoda. She was not much educated. She was unlettered, and yet her faith was ultimate. She did not give any speech. She would just sit and do yoga or drishti. That was her seva. She did all the gross works. She was never given to churning or that sort of seva. But you can know what her life was from the way she died. 1961. She was in Mumbai, diagnosed with cancer, operated successfully. She was doing well. Nirmala Shanta Didi was reading Murli. She was sitting in the class, and while sitting in the class, she left the body. That's such a melodious death, with the music of God's love within, flowing. Yesterday's Murli, you heard Baba said, what you have got, Paramatma Prem, God's love, nobody has got that. No soul of this world, no great soul of this world, all the religious souls, nobody has got which you have got. You should be intoxicated with this. So whatever you carry within yourself, the whole life, the same thing would be revealed at the time of death. She was carrying that truth with her. And that's why her death was so peaceful. It was not in the hospital. It was in the Murli class. So seek truth. Find truth. Begin the journey of truth. Get rid of all that is falsehood, lies, deceptions, hypocrisy. Everything that has hoodwinked your intellect. Everything that has hijacked your real self. So truth wins. Have faith. Though there is darkness, but at the end of the tunnel, the light is waiting for you. Now the darkness is intense and deep and stark. But keep marching. At the end of the tunnel, the Lord of Truth is waiting for you. The Son of Truth is there in all its might, the dazzling truth. Om Shanti.